Hallelujah, Lord. Church, let's just praise him. He's so worthy this morning to spend a moment praising him, calling upon his name, telling him how worthy he is, as we just sang. If you're watching online, we just had a moment of God pouring out his power. Scripture teaches us that he'll speak in an unknown tongue. Somebody will edify us by interpreting it, and sometimes it could be a couple words, and then somebody interprets with a bunch of words, and vice versa. It doesn't matter. God's language doesn't have order like your human language, right? The most important thing is God speaks. God speaks. I'm glad he's still speaking. Church, I'm glad he's still speaking to the church today. He is worthy, right? The season of Christmas time kind of wears you out. You got to ask yourself sometimes, is it the power of the living God that wears you out during Christmas time on the arrival of his son, or is it just the commercialization of the season that kind of wears you out? Kind of got to decide, right? You would think that churches having this more influx of people at Christmas time and Easter, you know, because people are starting to celebrate. I just believe that God's just not done telling people about his arrival. I think he just still gets our attention. Father God, thank you for speaking to us. Lord, thank you for getting our attention. Lord, thank you as we come into this season, day by day, week by week. Lord, we thank you that it's Christmas time. Lord God, we celebrate your arrival, not only on planet Earth, but into each and every one of our lives, Lord. You are truly worthy. And Lord, I thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you so much, Lord God, for everything you do, everything you're going to do in this service and in the lives of the people at Cross Point. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Church, give him praise today and tell him how much you're thankful. Hallelujah. Look at somebody before you're seated and say, it's Christmas time. Does anybody remember that? It's Christmas time. Thank you, sir. Good morning. Now, if there is anybody here that didn't realize it's Christmas time, it's Christmas time. But what does Christmas time mean? What is the whole focal point of Christmas? It's about the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that at Christmas time, right? I can't wait to get all my presents from you.
That's right. Uh-oh, we're exchanging? Oops.
My shopping's been done for months. Months, right? We kind of gave that up a few years ago, right?
We did.
We celebrate his arrival.
We just enjoy buying for others. And
yep.
We don't buy for each other.
Good morning, Cross Point Church. If you're watching online, thank you so much. Either on the Facebook side, hit the share button, bottom right-hand corner, and share the broadcast to your news feed. We want to continue to get the word out to people that Jesus is alive, right? Jesus is alive. We thank you for all your dedication and faithfulness to the house. Thank you so much for watching on the new online campus at seapoint.church. We appreciate you checking us out today, right? And your QR code notes for the sermon are in the bulletin. I think we missed that. I missed that last week. My apologies, but they're back this week. And if you're looking for those, just scan your phone over the QR code in the bulletin, or if you're watching online, I think sometimes they throw it up there, but you can get the sermon notes from today's message or any weekly message by just scanning that phone over the QR code, right? Would you welcome our visitors?
Welcome. If you are a first-time guest or visitor, we are so blessed to have you today. We want to be sure that you do not leave today without knowing that you are loved and welcomed and appreciated. So we have a very special gift for you, and there's a couple different ways you can get this gift box. One of the first ways is you can fill out the VIP Connect card found in the seat back pocket in front of you. Take that to the Welcome Center on your way out. You'll be presented with the box. Or if you like the techie way, you can scan that QR code, give us your information that way, head out to the Welcome Center and let them know that you scanned that code. And in that gift box will be some goodies, some treats, some information about who we are and what we believe. And last but not least, we want to treat you to a free meal at Chick-fil-A. So there's a Chick-fil-A gift card in there for each of you that are in your group that has come as a visitor today. We just want to bless you and let you know how glad we are that you are here. And if you don't have a church home, or if you are looking for a place to call home, we would ask you to prayerfully consider making Cross Point your church home. We would love to have you as part of our church family. And as it is Christmas season, as Pastor mentioned, we have Christmas invite cards. So you should see those on the two tables as you walk in. There's, I think, a blue version and a red version. I grabbed a few of each. Please make sure you are taking those. It is an easy way just to hand to somebody and say, please join us for Christmas. We don't want you to feel like you have no place to go for this Christmas. So please be grabbing those invite cards.
Amen. How many people here used to be a teenager? Anybody?
Long time ago.
Look at all that group over there. They didn't raise their hand.
Because some of them still are probably teenagers.
If you used to be a teenager, let me see your hands. Come on. If you used to be a teenager, Ashley down front has not raised her hand yet. Says, I'm never. We sent our teenagers a few weeks ago to the Reach Youth State Conference for the Assemblies of God over on the other side of Youngstown, and I heard that they had one horrendous party. Now, when you're hanging out with LG and her group, you're going to have a, you know, just this big horrendous party, right? LG, stand up for me right now, leading our youth there, and Noah's in the back. Caitlin, would you stand for us? Yes, thank you so much. Don't let LG's hair fool you. She's wild, right? It's a wild time. I was a youth leader many, many years ago in our local church, and I used to take those kids to the conference.
Did your hair look like that when you
were a youth leader? It did. It really did. Back in the day. I know it's hard to believe. It didn't stick up like that, but it was long and wavy. You know, but it wasn't, you know, but I couldn't make it. Anyways, you know, moving. Why did you bring that up?
You usually do.
I let it go. I let it go. So we have a couple students that have told us that they are willing to come up and share a little bit about the Reach Conference. So I'm hoping that they are still willing to do that. Dan, are you here? Shane, are you here today? I was hoping they were supposed to be here. If not, I am going to have to testify. They're all looking in the back. They're not here.
No, well, Daniel, we're gonna, no Shane. All right.
We're going to enter into a time of prayer right now, right? They were supposed to be here, and let us all know that what happened at Reach. Well, I know what happens at Reach. It's wild. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Caitlin or LG or Noah, probably Noah, would you be willing to come down here for me? Because I know LG was over there, but towards the latter part.
Oh, Daniel.
There's Dan right there just walking in. Dan, you're supposed to be down here with the pastor. Everybody, let's give him a round of applause and tell him how much we... Come on, Noah.
That's all right.
I'm not going to say. You're supposed to give us a... You're still going to give us a testimony about Reach?
Oh, okay.
You said you would, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How old are you?
16.
There's all I gotta say.
Okay. Youth was a pretty good time. We had some fun. We had a great time with everyone. We went to the mall and we went to service. There was a lot of people there. Probably, I don't know, how many people do you think was there?
Probably a few hundred.
Yeah, a few hundred people.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, but there were a lot of people. They had really good music, and we had a great time.
So I went and watched over the young men who came to the retreat with us, and it was really a blessing both for them and for me. I saw them grow in their faith. The last night we were there, we had a Bible study just, there were three of us, not including myself, so Bible study with the four of us, and we discussed different specific scriptures they had a hard time understanding and things like that. They also really enjoyed service. A couple of them would go down and dance to the music or jump to the music, right? They were enjoying themselves. The youth group got to know each other more. They made some additional friends. It was really just a wonderful experience, and I also ended up being blessed by just watching the faithfulness of my youth, actually. It both convicted and inspired me to grow as well. So,
hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, a while back, LG, our youth leader, told me, she said, Pastor, I really need some help. You know, we started this, and it was, you know, when she started this about a year and a half or so ago, 2 years ago, you know, we had no youth program here at Cross Point. Now we have, what, 10 to 15 students. And, you know, the students were all offered, 10 to 15 students. We have them on a regular basis coming. And LG said, you know, Pastor, I really need some help. I said, well, you got to find some help. She goes, all right, I'm going to go out and get married. And so she went out and got married. And Noah is the one that was drafted not only into the life and got married, but he got drafted into youth, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah, so now he's in youth. So now we have another youth leader in youth. See, church, that's how you do it, right? That's how you do it. This week at Cross Point, just because it's Christmas, we're certainly not backing off on what we do here. Tonight is still volleyball. They're still going to play volleyball at 6 o'clock. Is it 6? I think it's 6:30. Is it up there? Yep, 6:30 tonight, 25 years old or older. You're going to want to come out tonight, and they're still getting quite the crowd on Sunday night at volleyball. Wednesday, we have a surprise for you. Nope, it's not a surprise anymore. You've been just enjoying at Journey Night on Wednesday nights pizza, right? And I know you've been enjoying the pizza because we order a lot of pizza. You know, Lindsay's been at the table for quite some time, but guess what? We're going to bring in this coming Wednesday pasta. It is pasta time at the table. You like pasta.
And Sharon's salad of the week.
Yes, Sharon's salad. That has
Who
become
doesn't love Sharon's salads? They are awesome.
I have more people talking about the salad than I do.
The pizza.
I owe a public apology to Sharon. I put a bunch of the extra that was left over in a container to go home, and I came into church this morning, and they told me, Pastor, your salad is still in the fridge.
Oh, no.
And I opened the fridge.
It's probably a little sloggy now.
Well, not only that, but, you know. But come Wednesday night, it's just still packed. The house is packed on Wednesday night. Journey night, a journey to faith, food, and fellowship. Is what happens here, and our classes are just packed, and we just have a wonderful time. All the ministries are up and running on that night, small groups, celebrate recoveries going. Youth is here doing their thing. They were decorating. Caitlin was in here decorating before the youth meeting last week, and the place looks great. If you've not been up to the youth center upstairs, just do that on the top of the gym or Graber Life Center. You can check that out.
And check out Amber's kids area.
Yes, check out the kids area.
It's awesome.
Coming, starting to even get more and more going on. But you can tell us what's upcoming.
Yes, so next Sunday, the worship team has been working really hard to prepare a special Christmas concert for you. So that is next Sunday at 10 a.m. We have some special surprises for you during that as well. And then the following Sunday, believe it or not, is Christmas Eve. Can't believe that's already 2 weeks away. So 10 a.m. is our Christmas Eve service on Sunday morning. And then the following Sunday is New Year's Eve. And that service will also be 10 a.m. And we will be partaking in communion together. So I can't think of a better way as a church family for us to start our new year than gathering together, worshiping the Lord, taking communion together, and really reflecting on what God has done in 2023 and what we are believing and expecting for in 2024. So you don't want to miss any of those upcoming services.
There's a rumor around church that the pastor the lead pastor is singing next week. But I told everybody that's not true. So we need to.
I hadn't heard that.
I know. I know that you did not hear that because I was not asked.
Of course, if my throat doesn't get better, I'll just give you all my songs.
Not now. I'm not going to do it. Hey, it is going to be a great time next week. The worship team puts so many hours into their concerts. And, you know, for a church our size, it certainly is a blessing to have a worship team that could put that together. So you will get a break from the preaching next week, and you will come in and just settle in for a time of a bunch of worship music and celebration of the arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ on planet Earth and also into each and every one of our lives. One last announcement I want to tell you about. It's my fault. I have not been announcing this for the last few weeks. Please forgive me, but, you know, it's college scholarship time for the Malone students, and we normally announce that about 6 weeks before they start putting in some applications. So if you're aware of the Malone Scholarship Fund the church does here, if you're not, I'm going to tell you about it. You know, twice a year we allow our Malone students to attend if they're attending on a regular basis and if they're active in the ministry of the church somewhere, volunteering their time somewhere. Of course, there's a number, they're all involved. We bless them and say, hey, December 1st and August 1st of each year, you can apply for a scholarship, partnership with Malone University next door. And we just ask our people, if you want to, you can donate to that. You can do it in the house. You can do it online at seapoint.church. If you don't, that's fine. Whatever God lays on your heart, if you want to do that, but you can bless our students. It should be something, nope, not yet. But hey, don't forget to do that. And we will bless our students. And we have many more announcements in the bulletin, right?
Yes.
Yep, check those out. We are winding down. I can't believe we're winding down the year, folks, of 2023. Okay, everybody go, like, big sigh of relief. Go, right? Oh, my. We'll do that even more so come the end of the year. And then we'll get into 2024, and you'll have January, and it's busy in January because it's a new year. First of February is really busy because it's Super Bowl Sunday. The Dallas Cowboys will be playing in that game this year. So just keep that in mind as we come together here at the church and celebrate the victories that the Cowboys have had throughout the season. They are doing quite well. We are just appreciative of that because that is God's team, as everybody knows, right? So, lots going on, right? It is truly Christmas time. It is truly Christmas time. And, you know by now that my wife just loves Christmas time. Just because of everything. It's just a great time of the year. I love it as well. I tease a little bit about it. I tease about the commercialization of it. But it is a wonderful time of the year. Our house is certainly decorated for that. I'm trusting yours as well. It is Christmas time. But you know, folks, it's really about the arrival, right? It's really, truly about the arrival of the Son of the Living God to planet Earth, not only physically, but spiritually coming into our lives. And we started a series about that last week, and it's a short series, 3 weeks, last week, today, and a couple Sundays from today, because we're going to take a break next week, because we're going to have a Christmas concert. But Christmas series of arrival, light arrives in the midst of all the darkness of the world, Jesus shows up and makes everything change, right? We talked about that last week. What's a sign? We talked about signs of his arrival, and the signs of his arrival, the scripture teaches us a lot of those, all of those really, the signs of his arrival, we talked about those last week. And we said, what's the sign? It's a sign that points you to something. And it points us to Jesus. Let me do a little review. Isaiah 7:14, we used the scripture last week as we opened. It says, therefore, the Lord himself gave you a sign. And I stopped you last week and said, listen, you've got to really let that sink in. And I'm going to do a review here and ask you to let that sink in because it says, therefore, it says, the Lord himself is going to send you a sign. And there is a powerful representation of the arrival of Jesus Christ. God himself says, I'm going to give you a sign. And that sign is a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God came to earth to fix a lot of things. Church, his arrival is the answer to all your problems. Most of you, if not all of you here today and watching online, I trust that you know that, but there are still some, as you know, that don't know that. And your job today on planet Earth is to tell them. The thought was sometimes people just refuse to believe in those signs of the arrival of that deliverer because they just don't want to deal with the Lord Jesus Christ. they just don't want to go down that road, even though if they went down that road, the radical transformation of their life would take place, but they have to make that step of faith and go down that road. Some do, some don't. The Bible tells us who he is. Isaiah 9:6 says he's this. He says, "For unto us a child is born, a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders." It goes through the litany of who he is and what he's going to do. "And his name will be Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." That's a lot all rolled into one arrival. That arrival points to leadership for you and I. Everybody's looking for leadership. The government is on his shoulders, showing that he's going to be mighty. The arrival points to his love when it talks about Wonderful, Counselor, and Everlasting Father. The love of heaven poured out for each and every one of us, if we want to receive it, right? The arrival points to God's link with connecting heaven to earth through his son, Jesus Christ, through Emmanuel. God with us is what that means. God is now with us physically. He was there physically for a while. What, 3 years, right, in his public ministry, 33 years on planet earth, but he was with us and he's still with us today. By the power of the Holy Spirit that he left us with, he is still with us every single day. God did not just desire a relationship with us on earth when he was here, but his son arrived on earth to provide a relationship with him forever. And you have that opportunity. Today we're going to talk about signs pointing towards Christmas. Way back they had signs pointing to the birth, and now we got signs, talking all about these signs, pointing towards Christmas. It's pointing to something. Wait, signs point to something. Let me give you some examples of some of the products that were put out into the market here years gone by that were signs. Let me read you some of those signs. Now, I ride a motorcycle, so I thought I got to find a sign on a motorcycle, right? And so everybody knows that if you look in your mirror, even on the cars, the motorcycles, whatever, there's this little phrase. I don't know if they're still doing it anymore. It says it like this. The objects you're looking at are closer than what they appear. Ever see that sign on your mirror, right? So the motorcycle company started to put that on the little, because the mirrors are a little bit smaller, right? So you don't have as much room. So they were going to put it on those mirrors, right? So it ends up, I'm not going to tell you the motorcycle company that put this on, but they decided, but they don't have the room. So it read like this: objects in the mirror are behind you. Right? Not only are they, you know, they're close, but they're like behind you, right? Years ago, a popular hair dryer came out. Now, I don't use a hair dryer anymore, as my wife so elegantly reminded everybody. I don't use a hair dryer anymore. I used to. I know it's hard to believe. But let me tell you, we got 17 hair dryers in our house, and I bet you one of those hair dryers said this sign that was on the box when you bought it: do not use while you're sleeping. It's true. You can look it up. There's a sign on the side of the box that do not use while you're sleeping. American Airlines, when you get on their planes, and we have flown American quite a bit, they pass out the peanuts, right? The nuts, right? There's a sign on there. Now, when you fly American Airlines, I'm probably getting myself in trouble. When you fly American Airlines next time, look at the peanuts. There's a sign. And the sign says, open and eat. There's a sign, right? It's pointing towards something. It says, open and eat. Now, sun-made raisins. How many have sun-made raisins, you know? Yeah, of course, the little box, the red box, sun-made raisins, you know. You open that, and they're good, right? But there's a sign on the box. It says, try tossing these on your cereal. Raisins, right? There's a sign. It says, try tossing these on your cereal instead of just eat them. How many remember the Korean knife that they used to advertise on television all the time? This Korean knife can cut through anything, right? It just, right? You know, I'm not going to say the name. My wife's up here telling me the name. I know the name, but I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get in trouble. I'll get myself in trouble, right? But there's a sign on the side of the box. Warning, keep out of your children. It's a sign. Isn't that crazy? See how that can get me in trouble, saying the name? There's an office building that was built. This is kind of funny. And, you know, there's always the exit signs that tell you how to get out of the building, right? There's an exit. You have to do that. It's by law. If you're in a building like we're in today, you'll notice that there are exit signs throughout the building that says, here's how you exit. They build a building, and I'm not going to tell you the building. You can start doing your own research. But it said, a sign said, anyone exiting this door will be asked to leave. You're already going out. What's that? That's just signs. What's the signs of the times? Back in the biblical times, when Jesus arrived, there were signs. We read that here a second ago and last week. But I'm going to read some passages of Scripture that's going to take here me about 45 seconds or so. Just read along. You'll see it on the screen behind me. If you're watching online, you'll see it online as well. Luke 2, 1 through 14, and it read like this. In those days, back in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census would be taken, a count of the entire Roman world. You got to get counted, folks. You're still being counted to this very day. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. A little background there for you. And everyone, went to their own town to register. You had to go back where you're from and register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register. You know the story. They're heading back to register. Him and his wife, right? He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married. See, I almost messed up. And then they were expecting a child. I'm so used to saying, and the wife and the husband. While they were there, this time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to the firstborn, and he was a son. And she wrapped him in cloth, placed him in a manger. Why? Because there was no guest room available for them. Other versions say there was no room at the inn, right? The local Hyatt did not have a place for them. Verse 8 says, and there's these shepherds living out in the fields nearby. Now, you know, the concentration is what's going on in Jesus and, you know, in the manger and all that. And all of a sudden, the sign shifts to outside of town. The sign that's pointing to the arrival of Jesus now shifts and says, there's this field out there, and there are some shepherds. What are the shepherds' names? I don't know. It just says there are some shepherds, and they live out there in the fields nearby, and they keep watch over flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Now talk about being selected. You're out in the field, church. You're doing your job, you're living out there, and God tracks you down and interrupts your life. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, right down the street, a son has been born, a Savior. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Verse 12 says, this will be a sign to you. I will give you a sign as you're out in the field. You will find the baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger. Take my word for it. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel. The worship team showed up, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. Church, there was a huge party right there. First of all, God sends an angel and he shows up. And then the worship team at Cross Point Church shows up. And they start to celebrate an arrival. And there's a phrase in there that says, kind of like this, trust me, it just took place down the street. You're not seeing it right now. You're not part of it. You're going to be. But it's down the street. And it's so important that the signs that I'm telling you it's down the street are us. We're going to tell you. And they were terrified, just like we are today. We're just terrified sometimes. There's signs of Christmas all around us. Sometimes we see them, and sometimes we don't. But rest assured, folks, God still wants the world to know it's Christmas. God still wants the world to know. He talked about and gave these signs to the arrival of his son, and every single year, he's still sending you a sign that now it's Christmas, and there's still a celebration. Doesn't everybody feel like there should be a celebration when we're talking about Christmas? There should be a celebration. Next week, we're going to celebrate. We're celebrating every week and every day. There's signs everywhere now of Christmas. Here's a sign. There are sales going on. And you're running after those sales, right? Things are marked down. If I heard it once, I heard it 1,000 times. I'm going down to the mall. There's a sale. Right? No, I'm not. That's true. My wife is the best shopper any family could ever ask for. That's true. She knows how to shop. That's a compliment because it's a blessing to our family budget because she is the best shopper I've ever seen. And so when there's a sale, she manages the Kohl's coupons and the cash back and the da-da-da-da-da-da, and she walks into the house and she'll tell me what a good shopper she is because she'll give me this thing that usually it's for your pastor, a shirt or something, and she'll say, you'll never guess what I got this for. Yeah. Is that not the truth? Yeah. No, it's true because there's a sale going on. It's a sign of Christmas. Can't believe what I bought this for. And it's become this thing in our house because it's like a challenge. Right there? If I can get this item for $10, like, that's a big deal. And that's a sign of Christmas. That's what happens. Crowds downtown or crowds in the mall. It's not as much of a sign today as it used to be because the crowds are more online now. Right? Isn't that crazy? There's songs on the radio. Right? Trees are decorated. If you're a kid, there's toys, right? If you're up north, there's colder weather, but not so much now. I mowed my grass on Friday, and so did everybody else in my neighborhood. It was nuts. We're out there mowing grass in December. I've never done that. You also have some grumpier attitudes during the Christmas season, right? You do. The thoughts like this, though, church, there must be some other signs that it's Christmas other than what I just told you. More than anything else, there's got to be some signs that stand out above everything else. Things that God uses to announce the birth of his son, Jesus. Signs that he reminds us of what happened years and years ago. And I want to go through some of those signs with you today, church. And through those signs, you'll say, I'm not so sure about that one. But rest assured, it's accurate. It's accurate. Sometimes we just don't see the sign. But the fact of the matter is, it still is taking place. Right? You know it's Christmas when somebody announces the arrival of Jesus. Right? What am I doing today, folks? I am announcing the arrival of Jesus Christ. And we announce it every year. And we announce it throughout the weeks and months in the year. Luke 2:8-9 says, and there were these shepherds living out in the fields nearby. We just read it. Keeping watch over the flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed around them, and they were terrified. Somebody's still announcing the arrival of Jesus Christ. The question I have for you and I is, are we still doing it? Are we still doing it? See, God never commanded the world to go to church. Rather, the church to go out and find the world. And the representation of that took place out in the field. They're all by themselves. They don't know what's going on. My phrase, they don't know what they don't know. God didn't forget about them. God sent somebody out there to give them a sign. And the sign was, go into town. Let me tell you what happened. That's what we do today, church. We still need to go to tell people out in the field and say, go into town, go to Cross Point, go to that church. There's a sign. And you hold that sign with you. And I just got to wonder, what are we doing with that announcement? There are dozens and dozens and dozens of announcements on the tables as you walked into the worship center today. There are probably 100 or 2 out on the welcome center as you leave. I just got to ask myself, Are people going to pick up those pieces of paper and pass them out this week and announce that Jesus Christ is arriving? Just got to wonder. I guess we'll find out. Are we still announcing it? Do we do the fanfare like Jesus got when he arrived? Are we still telling people? Are we still excited? Are we still living it and screaming it from the mountaintops? Somebody got to tell somebody that Jesus arrived. Church, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. We still got to do that, right? There's got to be an interruption out in the field. Can you imagine what happens? Just picture it in your mind's eye. There's a huge interruption out in that field. Church, do we still want to get interrupted? Here's the interruption. Of course, it's the angel, right? And here's really what he's saying. Hey, boys, it's Christmas. And you don't even know it yet. Hey, guys, this is a big deal. There's the worship team right behind me. It's fanfare. It's huge. Do we still interrupt people's lives with the biggest message in the history of the universe? Right? Angels interrupt the shepherds. They really messed up their quiet time. Right? It was a routine in their life. The same thing every single night and every single day. And they live out there, and all of a sudden, there's this monumental interruption. Today, there's an interruption on the radio, on the TV, online, on Instagram, on Facebook. There's an interruption of all the stuff that we normally see, but now you're starting to see it's Christmas time. The bells are ringing, right? That song, right? It's Christmas time. Yes, see, the pastor knows how to sing. You even see it on TikTok and Twitter, now called X. You see this interruption. It's a different interruption than what the shepherds got in the field, but it's still an interruption. Church, are we being the interruption? Is it us? Because the mission's been passed on to you and I to be the interrupters. I think the model was set by heaven. Here's how I'm going to start telling people the signs of my son. Are we that excited? Are we still that excited? Or is the message starting to get not as exciting? Lord, help us, right? Right? The problem is sometimes we make Santa Claus more important than Jesus. Thank you. Sometimes we make Santa Claus more important than Jesus. Thoughts like this. Go ahead, interrupt people's lives to tell them of the Savior. Not just that there's a manger and an opportunity to make some money by selling something. God wants us to be the interruption now. God wants you and I to represent the angel. God wants you and I to go out there just like the fanfare was of the worship team with him and make some noise. That is your job today, church. You know it's Christmas is arriving when the fear of God is present again. Luke 2:10, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Church, the world is fearful. The world is fearful. Let me give you some lists of things that they're fearful of. They're fearful of drugs. They're fearful of war. They're fearful of economic collapse. They're fearful of eating bad Twinkies. They're fearful that chocolate will evaporate from the face of the earth. They're fearful. They're fearful of drunk drivers. They're fearful of death. But when the fear of a living God wells up inside them, and finds out that that fear is more about grace and redemption, the fear of all these other things diminish. I don't care what you say. That's good preaching. Isaiah 48:22, there's no peace, the Bible says, the Lord says, for the wicked. There's just no peace. Do you think they know that? I think people know that, but they don't have that peace inside of them. Matthew 10:28 reads like this, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Is there a holy fear of the Lord thy God that brings grace and redemption anymore? I think so. Well, how are they going to know, Pastor? Who's going to tell them that message? Who's going to be the angel? You and I. You and I. It's going to go out and tell somebody, right? Go tell somebody. Church, this old world needs a good dose of some real fear before people can appreciate the love and grace of God. We need some real fear. We need a big dose of it before we really, truly appreciate God's love and grace. You know, it's Christmas is arriving when the gospel is preached. Another sign. What your pastor is doing today, Luke 2:11, today in the town of David, this Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. Notice the scripture says, born to you. Making it personal. He wasn't just born, he was born to you and I. That's the sign. Another of the many signs. Some of them we don't talk about at Christmas. We use the big scriptures like I've read, but there's another sign born to you and I. An opportunity has just showed up. When someone says, hey, this is for you, you have to say right away, I've got opportunity here. Something's coming. Pastor, I'm doing this for you. I'm doing this for you. Whatever, there's something there. There's an opportunity, and sometimes we don't exercise the opportunity. See, God's not really excited about the ho, ho, ho and the dressed up clown. God's excited about what we do at Christmas time. You know, God's arrival, that gift is not a great charismatic leader at the time. He wasn't an economic teacher. He wasn't a teacher like we think of today. He wasn't this great musician. He was a Savior. He's a Savior that became Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. He was that, became that, is shown to be that. You know, it's Christmas is arriving when people realize God keeps his promises. You know, so many times we hear this phrase, folks, God didn't keep a promise, or somebody didn't keep a promise to me. You promised me you would. Sometimes we come back and we say, yep, I did, and we just didn't make it, or it didn't happen. But you know, God made a promise to us, and God always keeps his promises. Watch what happens. You know it's Christmas time when people start to realize that God always keeps his promise too. Luke 2:12, this will be a sign you will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. A very powerful few words of scripture. Scripture is all powerful, but the powerful is you will find. There's a baby over there. Go look. This is how it happened. Go find. You will find, church, that if you follow Jesus, your life will be transformed. You will find that if you finally give in and say, I don't want to live like this anymore. I want to live different. I want something to change. I can't take it. You will find. And everybody in the worship center today and everybody watching online that has found exactly what I'm talking about when I say you will find knows exactly what I mean. For those of you that don't know that, if you would seek it, you will find it. You will find. Powerful scripture that says you will find. What does that mean? That means you have to go looking for it. If the shepherds stayed in the field and had this huge entourage show up, and an angel of the Lord that had to say, don't be terrified, listen, and they just let it be another day. Hey, that's really cool. Let's go back to work. Right? That happens every single day of our lives, folks. God gives us signs. We say, hey, that's really cool. And then we go back to work. See, you will find when you go looking. What happens at Christmas time? People go looking. The largest attendance in churches is Christmas time and Easter. Why? You will find. They still seek. They still look. They're still looking. You will find. See, God works in the lives of everybody, presenting them with all the signs and wonders necessary for them to find him. Sometimes we recognize those signs and sometimes we don't. But what's the promise? Romans 10:13 says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the arrival. That is the arrival. Church, got a question for you. What do you need saved from today? If you're watching online, what do you need saved from? Something going on in your life, you say, boy, if I could just get out of this. If I could just get this fixed. If my grades would just get better. If I just could get a new car. Whatever. What do you need saved from? If my kids would, you know, there's one, right? For kids. What do you need saved from today? You will find his arrival transforms all that. If somebody's announcing it, is there a transformation going on today during Christmas time? We spend time and time again talking about throughout Christmas. We're always about these big productions. I just don't want to lose the message in the middle of all that. The arrival. And you will find. That's a sign. You're going to find it if you go look for it. I promise. It's not my promise, but I know it's true. Church, what do you need saved from this morning? 1 John 5:11 says, and this is the testimony. God has given to eternal life. And that life is in his son. In his son's arrival. What's the real arrival? The arrival of his son on earth and into your life is the real arrival. First, physically, and now spiritually. You will find his arrival in your life if you look. You know it's Christmas arriving when God gets the glory. You know it's Christmas time when God gets the glory. Luke 2:13 through 14. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appear with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God. I stop right there and say, glory to God for the arrival. God promised he would over 738 years earlier, and he delivered. Give him praise, right? That's what it was. Give him praise. Church, he arrived. Give him praise today. He arrived. He arrived. Give God glory today. He arrived. Church, where would you be if he would not have arrived? Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest heaven. Highest heaven. And on earth, peace to those whom his favor rests. The arrival of Christmas is all about Jesus. Not the church, not the kids, not the decorating of the house, the Christmas tree, or shopping. The arrival is Jesus. Church, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, do not get caught up shifting your thoughts from the real reason of Christmas. I tease about the sales and all those things. Don't let us get off track that the arrival was about Jesus coming physically and then coming into our lives spiritually. Don't get off track. You know it's Christmas arriving when someone shouts about it. You know Christmas is arriving when we're fearing God. You know Christmas is arriving when someone's willing to spread the word about the arrival of Jesus Christ. Let that be people at Cross Point Church. You know he's arriving and it's Christmas time when we realize that he just always keeps his promises. Go look for yourself. He's there. You know Christmas is arriving when God gets the glory. Church, we're going to give God the glory for the arrival today. Every day, we're going to give God the glory. However, there may be somebody here or watching online that doesn't understand that. See, I think as the world gets worse, God reveals himself more at Christmas time. As the world gets worse, I think God's revealing himself more and more at Christmas time. Everything would tell you, no, Pastor, I don't think that's true. Yeah, I think it is. I think God is just pours out his power. He continues to pour it out. It shows up even maybe more so at Christmas time. He reveals himself. But then we have to decide if we're going to go into town, down the street, and see if this baby really showed up. Today, that means you have to decide if you're going to bow your hearts and say, Lord God, come into my life. That's an arrival. Church, bow your hearts. If you're sitting here today or you're watching online and you're saying, Pastor, I don't know about that arrival. I just don't have it. Or I once had it and I no longer have it. If that is you today, I want to pray with you before we leave. Again, you're not going to come down front. I'm not going to call you out, but I will just pray. I won't call you by name, but I'm going to pray this morning. If that is you today, you've not known that arrival, you don't know who I'm talking about, slip your hand up. I just want to pray for you this morning. Thank you. Thank you for that hand. Anybody else? Is there anybody else? A couple hands. Anybody else? I don't know who you're talking about, Pastor, because something's going to happen for you. Jesus is going to arrive for you today if you raise your hand and just seek him. Anybody else? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? I see that hand. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. What about somebody that said, Lord, God, I knew you once, and I just don't have the same feelings that I had. I'm not doing the right things. I'm going in a different direction. I used to know you. I knew about your arrival. I spent time with you. I just don't do it as much, or I don't even do it anymore. I'm trying. I'm seeking. I'm looking. Lord, help me. Is that you today? Raise your hand. I want to pray for you. Is there anybody at all? Thank you. Anybody else saying, that's me, Pastor. I'm coming back. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for that hand. I see it. Thank you. Lord God, in Jesus' name. For those that raise their hands, Lord God, that said they don't even know you at all. They don't know your son. They didn't know we arrived. They just don't know it like some of us do. Lord God, I pray this morning. I promised them, Lord God, I wouldn't call them down. I wouldn't bring them down front. I wouldn't embarrass them. But Lord God, there's a time in each and every one of our lives that we say, Lord God, I got to know more about this arrival. Father, you got to tell me some more things. I need to hear more from heaven. Lord God, and this is the day for several today. And Father God, for those that raise their hands, I pray right now, Lord, that you will now reveal yourself in a mighty way. If it's an angel, it's an angel. If it's a fanfare giving glory to heaven, that's fine. Lord God, whatever it is. If it's just one little tap on the shoulder like they just received, Lord God, let that be so. And I pray for them today, Lord God, that they have raised their hand and they said, Lord, I want to know more about the arrival. Thank you for their life, Lord. The Bible says those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Lord God, that just happened. We thank you for that. Let the transformation begin. Let the changes begin. Let them see the power of the living God work through their lives, Lord God. Let it be so. And Father, thank you for those that raise their hands saying, you know, I used to have that. I used to go that direction, but I've been like cooling down. Lord, I just pray, thank you for those hands that came up. Lord, for those that raise their hands and said, I'm going to rededicate. I'm going to get my life back on track. I'm going to start doing the things I used to do and I no longer do. Lord God, I want to thank you that those people had the thank you, Lord, they raised their hands today. They had the courage, Lord God, to slip up a hand. Lord God, I pray right now that you transform their lives again. I pray, Lord God, right now that the arrival of your son, both physically and spiritually, Lord God, it takes place more than it ever has. That the transformation is bigger, Lord God. Let the angels show up. Whatever it takes, Lord. Let them walk out of the worship center today being transformed and back on track. We thank you, Lord God, for those hands, Lord. We thank you. Father God, for the person that didn't raise their hand. Yes, Lord God, thank you for that. Lord, I pray for that person. For the one that just was struggling, Lord, with getting the courage to slip up a hand. Father, Lord God, they know who they are, and so do I. I thank you for that, Lord God, this morning. I thank you, Lord God. Lord, let them seek me out, Father. I pray for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the young lady who contacted me this last week that was attending here, that's no longer been coming, giving me her promise, her word, she'll be back. I thank you for that. To celebrate your arrival, Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that she reached out. Lord God, thank you for the power in this service, Lord. Thank you that you have come and let us know that you arrived so we wouldn't miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Church, do me a favor. Give him praise this morning. Give him some praise and give God glory. Stand with me. And as we close, do me a favor. Let's proclaim that today is Christmas time. Have a great week. God bless you.
Yes, it's Christmas. The angels are singing.